From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. U.S. Paralympics cycling will return this spring in Huntsville after a year of being benched by the pandemic. Most athletes are looking forward to the start of the domestic season with hopes to qualify for competitions on an even bigger stage. But training leading up to the races looks a lot different than previous years. WBHM's Janae Pierre reports.
Many paracyclists can't wait to compete again. Ian Lawless is director of U.S. Paralympic Cycling. Late last year, Lawless and other Olympic officials announced the kickoff of its domestic season in Huntsville this spring.
The event in Huntsville will actually be a selection race for those athletes who we take to Europe in May to compete on the World Cup circuit, which is where we can earn our slots for Team USA to compete in Tokyo.
It's been at least a year since paracyclists have competed. Like many sports, the season was upended thanks to the pandemic. Lawless says it's been a difficult time for his athletes because most of them had to make major adjustments to start training again. Since 2003, the Lakeshore Foundation has served as an official U.S. Olympics and Paralympics training site. However, during the time of COVID, there's not a Paralympian in sight. Officials at Lakeshore say the pandemic has altered many of their training schedules, and so most of them aren't practicing at the facility. Jennifer Schubel is a five-time Paralympic medalist. She started cycling in 2007 after being diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. Schubel doesn't live far from the practice site in Homewood, but she's been practicing on her own.
I've had to change how I do my strength and conditioning and my rehab. I've done a lot more at the house.
Since the pandemic, Schubel says her garage has sort of become her new gym. She says she's thankful for Alabama weather because she can still ride her bike outside to train as well. But other paracyclists Schubel has competed with aren't as fortunate. Jim Lehman is one of the national coaches for the U.S. paracycling team. He says many of his athletes are training and connecting through Zwift, an online cycling platform.
Everyone's still in their own basement or garage, wherever they have their bike set up on the trainer. But Zwift allows us to sort of come together in this video game world where we are now appear on the screen as these avatars.
The avatars are based on your height and weight, and they can be customized for skin tone, hair color, and more. Cyclists also use a third-party app called Discord to talk with each other during the ride.
We have a few others on the ride, but they're not on Discord currently.
I'm from upstate New York, Syracuse, New York, so
who's
it's
this?
Snowy and cold. Jill Walsh.
Morning, I'm Gerardo Medrano, and I'm in Olympic City, USA, Colorado Springs.
Ian Lawless, the head of U.S. Paralympic Cycling, says athletes are utilizing every resource available.
And while it's not the exact same as racing in a real-world environment, it's a good simulation of that, and it's a great way for athletes to accomplish their training.
Jennifer Schubel, the Paralympic medalist, feels positive about her training regimen. Though it's been a long time since her last competition, she's excited to have an event in her home state this spring.
I still have issues to overcome, but what better opportunity to just go out and see how I can ride it when it's, you know, just up by 65.
At 44 years old, Schubel says she's just hoping for the best. The 2021 U.S. Paralympics Cycling Open will include an individual time trial, a road race, and two new courses. Janae Pierre, WBHM.